welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, we're going to go into a leadership topic that is near and dear to my heart, the power of emotional intelligence and how you can use it in your business. I'm going to really unpack some stats and some really shocking data around emotional intelligence and how it can actually impact the bottom line performance of your company. I want to show you some strategies and some things that you can think about so that emotional intelligence is baked into your strategy as a business leader, as a professional. And then lastly, I have a whole bunch of tools and companies that can help support you once you understand how important this is for your business success. So let's dive right into it. The power of emotional intelligence. Well, we know that business is not just about making strategic decisions. It involves managing and leading people. And that's where emotional intelligence comes in. Business is people. It's the ability to recognize, understand, and manage our own emotions, as well as the emotions of others. Now, emotional intelligence, it's a word that maybe you've heard before. It's an important concept. It's been gaining more and more recognition. In fact, many experts believe that emotional intelligence may even be more important than IQ. So EQ, emotional intelligence, when it comes to success in life and in business. Here's a few data points to just think on. A study by workforce.com found that emotional intelligence is responsible for 58% of performance in all types of jobs, and 90% of top performers are high in EQ. A study by Big Think found that emotional intelligence has a significant impact on sales, customer satisfaction, and employee turnover rate. They also found that 70% of lost customers and 75% of derailed careers can be attributed to factors related to EQ, again, emotional intelligence. A study by academia.edu found that emotional intelligence helps leaders foster a workplace climate conducive to high performance. They also found that these workplaces yield significantly higher productivity, retention, and profitability. And lastly, a study by 6seconds.org found that emotional intelligence improves leadership at FedEx. They also found that EQ training increased employee engagement, customer service scores, and revenue growth. I think you can start to see why there's massive value in emotional intelligence and taking the steps to develop it. Now, after these data points, you may be wondering, okay, so great, I recognize it's important. What do I actually do with this? There are four key dimensions of emotional intelligence that are particularly relevant for business leaders. They are personal mastery, self-awareness, leadership connections, and influencing others. Let's break each four of these down. First one is self-awareness. The first dimension of emotional intelligence is self-awareness. Emotionally intelligent people are keenly aware of their emotions and embrace these as part of the human condition. Gaining a high degree of self-awareness often requires a willingness to experience the discomfort of focusing on the circumstances and triggers that initiate some of our most negative feelings. Now, as a business leader, it's important to be aware of your emotions and to recognize how they may be impacting your decisions and interactions with others. For example, if you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed, you may be more likely to snap at an employee or make a hasty decision without considering all the other options. So by developing self-awareness, you can become more mindful of your emotions and more in control of your responses. And this leads to the second point, personal mastery. This is the second dimension of emotional intelligence. Now, emotionally intelligent people recognize that they do not need to be slaves to their emotions and have developed the ability to replace emotional patterns that do not serve them well with ones that do. In other words, though conscious choice and creation of new thinking habits, we can actually rewire our brains. As a business leader, this is massively important for you to recognize your emotional patterns and to take steps to replace them with more positive ones. For example, if you tend to get defensive when someone criticizes your work, you can practice responding in a more constructive way. By doing so, you can improve your relationships with others. You become a more effective leader. This doesn't just happen overnight. This requires conscious effort. Third one is leadership connections. This is the third dimension of emotional intelligence. Now, the process begins with the leader's ability to accurately perceive the emotions of others and understand how these play out in their reactions and behaviors. It's not just about being politely sensitive to others, but rather getting firmly into their shoes and thinking and feeling as they do. This can be a daunting but doable task, and even if we don't get it perfectly correct, others will usually reward us for the effort. Even trying to think through the lens of another individual is a positive experience for them. Now, as a business leader, it's important to be able to understand that emotions of others and to be able to respond to them in a constructive way. For example, if an employee is feeling overwhelmed, you can offer to help them prioritize their tasks or find ways to delegate some of their work. By showing empathy towards others, you can build stronger relationships and create a more positive work environment. And the last dimension is the ability to influence others. As leaders, our mood matters, and it particularly is contagious to those that we work with. The leaders who are positive and upbeat, they inject energy and passion into their organizations, while leaders who are pessimistic and gloomy suck energy and passion out of their organization. See, leadership at its core is an invitation to a future that is better than today. And people willingly follow leaders who have a strong sense of optimism and inspire them to bring their very best to every single thing they do. Now, as a business leader, it's important to recognize the impact your mood and attitude can have on others. By staying positive and upbeat, you can motivate your employees to perform at their best and to stay engaged with their work. Conversely, if you're feeling pessimistic and negative, this can quickly spread to others and creates a toxic work environment. Now, in addition to these four dimensions, emotional intelligence has its most impact on three key areas of business leadership. These are creating a positive work environment, increasing productivity, and building strong teams. Let's break down each of these sections and why emotional intelligence plays into them and influences them in such a major way. So creating a positive work environment. Leaders with emotional intelligence can create positive work environments by showing empathy. They're able to understand their employees' perspective and they take steps to address concerns. If you display emotional intelligence, you can also create a culture of trust where employees feel comfortable to express their thoughts and ideas without fear of judgment. This is creating an environment of psychological safety. This is where innovation and disruption happens because employees voice their opinion and as well as just improvement. Now, if you're going to create a positive work environment, it's also important for you to be approachable, to foster a sense of open communication. When you listen to employees and you take concerns seriously, you build stronger relationships and you create a more positive work environment. The second point is increasing productivity, obviously major for any business success. When you can assign tasks to employees based on their skills and abilities, it leads to higher job satisfaction and better performance. How can you do that? Because you understand everyone's strengths and weaknesses. If you have that emotional intelligence, you can also motivate your employees by recognizing their achievements and offering constructive feedback and ultimately aligning their day-to-day with their personal ideal outcomes and then aligning their personal ideal outcomes with the business's key outcomes and objectives and KPIs. If you want to increase productivity, it's important for you to be able to recognize these strengths and weaknesses. If you assign tasks that are challenging but still within the employee's skill set, you can create a sense of accomplishment and increased motivation. This means understanding where their skills lie and assigning tasks that force them not to do much more than they're able to do, but to slightly flex up just outside their comfort zone. And lastly, emotional intelligence allows you to build strong teams. It allows you to create teams with a sense of belonging and teamwork. You can encourage collaboration, you can promote open communication, and you can resolve conflicts. When you have high emotional intelligence, you're also able to create a sense of purpose and direction for your team, which leads to higher job satisfaction and higher employee retention. So when you're building strong teams, understand that you have to create this culture of teamwork and collaboration. You promote open communication, you promote radical candor. This is what creates a team that absolutely crushes. These are some of the reasons why you should be trying to optimize your and increase your level of emotional intelligence as a business leader or as somebody who's just trying to excel in their career. These are some of the groups and tools that you can leverage if this resonates with you to sort of upskill yourself. These are just basically resources. So the first one is Talent Smart EQ. They offer a powerful approach to develop EQ skills through online courses, workshops, coaching, and assessments. The Tracom Group, they offer EQ training that focuses on modern workplace challenges and brain science. They also provide a behavioral EQ model and assessment that measures the four dimensions of EQ. The MEI program, this is a one-year process that helps participants identify and address workplace emotional intelligence issues. It uses the Emotional Competence Inventory, or ECI, as an assessment tool. You can go look that up. Harvard DCE, they offer an intensive program on emotional intelligence and leadership. It helps leaders gain self-awareness and manage emotions effectively. And IHHP, they offer emotional intelligence training programs and leadership courses that help people cope with high-stress situations and improve performance. And none of these are sponsored. These are just the top-tier training programs and resources that I found when I was researching. So let's wrap this up. Emotional intelligence is crucial. It's a critical trait for you, for a business leader. It can help create that positive work environment, increase productivity, build strong teams. It's exceptionally important. Even if you aren't there yet, you have to recognize the value of emotional intelligence. You have to take steps to develop it, because when you develop that self-awareness, that personal mastery, the leadership connections, the ability to influence others, you can become a more emotionally intelligent leader. You can hire people that are equally or more emotionally intelligent, who will then hire and hire and hire all the right people, and you will create a successful and thriving business. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.